What's up, you guys? It's Nate Barone here. Just letting you know that if you're in Los Angeles, this Sunday, September 29th, myself and Eric Rahill are hosting a show at Permanent Records. That's Sunday, September 29th. We got a great fucking comedy show for you all. We got Mo Welch on the lineup. We got Kate O'Connor. We got Chris Fleming. It's going to be an unforgettable night. Link in the show notes and get that ass out to a comedy show this week. You deserve it. And without further ado,
enjoy this fucking crazy ass episode of Joy Tactics.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varone, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Okay, real start. Ready? What are we talking about? Theft? Thieves?
Theft. The nocious nature of thieves.
The nocious nature. What does nocious even mean?
I don't know. But of notion. I can't say notion anymore. I can't say it. I won't.
Yeah. So basically,
the nocious nature of thieves.
Baby, you got something in your nose. Sniffing that K won't fill the hole.
Now you got something on. Now, baby, you got something in your mouth. Steak what? That I made you for Valentine's night. See what I'm saying?
Do you like warm red wine? Pouring you a glass. You better like that shit. Giving you a little bit of kisses. Do you want a hug?
Get you a Caterpillar right, nightlight for the crib.
Enough.
Okay,
enough.
Sorry. Today we're talking about a serious thing. Theft. Put it back, man.
Thievery.
Put it back. Put that shit back, man.
Would you steal a loaf of bread to feed your family?
Aladdin,
would you?
What if you're stealing it from a family who needs bread even more than you don't realize? I don't know. Thievery.
Stealing.
This reminds me of plagiarism.
That's another episode. And actually, I can't talk about that until my lawsuit clears.
Mental thievery?
Well, I've been mentally thieved in ways that would make your head spin. Ever heard of Abbott Elementary?
Eric, your nose was completely clear. We spoke for like 45 minutes before this started. Right when we started rolling, it sounds like you just, baby, right. You got something in your nose.
Well, I've had a pretty rowdy weekend. That's all I'll say. I'm not sick. I'll just put it like that.
Oh,
you see what I say? You see what I mean?
Yeah, don't say no more.
That's all I need to say.
Percocets and Tums.
Packs and art and vibe.
What you want? What you need? Remember that? Lil White.
Oxycontin, Xanax bars.
Yeah. Wait. What's the beatbox? What's the beatbox one?
The waiter.
The guy. The
Johnson and Johnson.
Doing damn, Johnson, that's one of the best
Johnson,
videos in the world.
The baby-faced monster.
Everybody in the like New Mexico restaurant.
Yeah. Eating the clams with linguine. Linguicious clams. Yo,
I have no idea what's going on right now. Really zero clue.
Well, because we're going at stream of consciousness speed, which apparently, I mean, you're sick, so you can't keep up, but we're going galactic speed. The first time I ever had linguine and clams, I'll just put it like this. I was like, get these shells out of this thing. Why don't you put... Yeah, how about you give me linguine and clams, but take these stinky shells out of here, these hard shells. Yeah, scoop it out. Put it in there. I don't want a fucking plate full of clam shells. You
right.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Were you... Eric, can I stop you there? Were you hoping that one of us would ask you, when was the first time you had...
Nah, because you wouldn't, because that would be name dropping then. Then I'd have to say the celebrities I was sitting with. And I wouldn't want to do that to you guys. J-Lo.
I'm tired of linguinis and clams. I want linguistics and classes and classmates.
And
I want
class,
that.
And classism.
I'm starting to become an enemy of celebrities. You know, we set out on this adventure to talk to as many celebrities as humanly possible.
Well, they're under attack right now with the Diddy party, the freak off.
And guess who I saw at a party this week? Guess who was at a party?
Who?
No, but one of Diddy's exes.
Fonsworth Bentley?
One of Diddy's exes?
Jennifer
Action
Lowe.
Bronson.
Pez. Your ex-co-star.
J-Lo. My ex Coin Master commercial co-star, you mean?
Yo, now you got, you got something attached to your beard. There's a string. Really? There's a string.
You got something on your beard.
Thing. I think you got a crumb on your beard.
Look at that dangle.
That's a long take list. That
shit,
the fuck is that?
Take that shit off.
I'm going to keep it.
Oh. Ew. It fell off naturally.
Nate likes to sleep on the couch, but he takes the cushions off of the bottom first. So you can roll around in the pennies.
I don't know what it is. My beard, like, can really, it's like a magnet. It's like a it's like Velcro. You know how you like have some Velcro shoes or something like that, and you rip it off, and there's just all this shit like that's just like stuck to it.
Crumbs and shit. There. You're talking about Velcrotic that's, shoes.
Yes, that is like my Velcroticism. Beard,
a policy which was laughed at throughout the 90s and treated as such for children. Yet here we are in the modern age where everybody's wearing slip-on Louis Vuittons and Crocs.
Wow. Yo, that girl was being velcrotic to me. She wouldn't, back off.
Right. She velcrotic was attaching notions. Herself. Velcrotic. Right. Going to a spelling bee as a kid. Spell this. Actually, I have my own word I'd like to spell and submit.
Velcrotic.
Webster.
V-E-L-C-R-O-T-I-C. Did I get it right?
V-E-L-T.
That's not a word. Nobody. It's not. You could make up the spelling.
There's no T in it. Oh, at the end.
Velcrotic.
Velcrotic.
That sounds like a liquor. A new liquor.
Velcrotic liquors.
Liquor that comes liquors. In like a. Comes like in a fabric that's soaked in it. You got to squeeze it in your mouth. You got to squeeze it out of a penny, out of a penny jersey.
Oh shit, dude! Yeah, we should get the adhesive alcohol strips. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No.
That would be a new phenomenon.
I bought Zen last night, chill style.
Milligram.
Chill count. 3 milligram Zens. I had two in a row.
This is the you realize it's all downhill from here, Eric.
Right. And I had a cigarette today.
You're
Eric.
Dude, jealous. You are addicted jealous. For life.
You are doomed, man. I hate to hear that. I really
no,
hate to
I'm
hear
not
that.
Jealous. I'm worried, Eric.
There's nothing to be worried about, man. I'm doing great.
I'm jealous of God because he's going to get to chill with you soon unless Satan prefers your company.
I know. Yeah.
With what you're up to.
I'm down. I'm just down to go. It's like it's time to go.
It's not, but you have responsibility.
You'd be satisfied with what you've done?
How many more times can I order delivery and watch fucking British crime shows on Amazon Prime?
Dude, you can,
it brings me
any
so much joy,
not,
but it's I'm getting to the end of my rope.
You have literally. One. You have one reason that anybody who wants to do the deed on themselves know this: you're not done paying taxes, and you have to continue to live to contribute. If that doesn't keep Eric, you going, I don't know what does.
I feel like Eric, your whole life is like you are built to live in a nursing home, to thrive in a nursing home.
Mm.
You mean sexually?
I didn't say that, but. I would actually agree, yeah.
Something tells me, Nate, that you're going to be throwing it down young in the nursing home at about 61. I remember because I used to have to go sit. I used to have to go sing at those nursing homes. There was like everybody was like 80, 90 plus, but one guy was like 60, and I think he might have had ALS or something. But he was 60 and still with it, and I was like, damn, he's up in here all young.
You know what he might be? Because I'm trying to be the youngest person to ever get in one. If I could get in right now, get accepted now. Because remember those 14-year-olds that would go to college because they're savants,
right?
If they see me rolling around in there, what's his deal? He's just totally like way ahead of his class. He's like 80
so
in the brain.
Smart, eating vanilla pudding.
If you got in there young, you would be clapping that shit for life. It would be a problem, dude. It would be like, could you imagine like blowing a back out in the nursing home?
Blowing out the final back.
You literally might be.
I remember, do you guys know who John Lurie is?
Director.
Yes.
From the Lounge Lizards. He's an actor. He's a musician. I read his book, and he hooked up with like a 50-year-old woman that worked at the place that he was living at or something in like the 70s. Mm-hmm. And he's writing about it because now he's like 60 or almost 70 himself, and he's like, damn, if that woman's still around, that means she's like 100 years old. And he's writing about it, that's crazy. If I hooked up with someone that was over 100, that feels insane. You know what I mean? Imagine that. You hook up with someone and then, like, I don't know if I'm explaining this right. It's just that's like
a funny thing to write in a book,
right? Well, he's a real one. He doesn't hold back thoughts that could be judged by others, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's no That's more true. Judgment. Didn't you say that? There was, I feel like the last episode or a few more, you were the end of judgment.
It's
Judgment Day.
The era that we are in, that I'm in, is the end of judgment. I don't judge anybody. And if anybody judges me, that's on them. You know what I'm saying?
How many fireball shots have you had today?
Dude, I am a little fucked up from this barbecue. Sapporo, ice cold Sapporo, and then Modelo.
Oh, we don't do Sapporo anymore, dude. I forgot to tell you.
Why? Why?
Well, there's been some horrible anti-worker activity at one of their facilities, dude.
Do I look like I give a fuck? That shit tastes good.
All right, you're right. That's me walking up to the... walking up to the Canada Goose factory.
What? Somebody else was saying that the
I got a blow Peroni.
Somebody in the comments was like, Peronis are bad. Or
dude, everything's bad these days. You can't make something in the world. Spoiler alert: you can't make anything in the world because without the secret ingredient. You know what that is? Evilicity.
Pain. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Who sang that?
That's why our podcast hasn't. Evanescence?
50 Cent.
Oh, my God. Of course. 50's having a heyday with this shit. Wasn't he like anti-Diddy his whole life?
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, I think so. Like, he's been like talking shit about him for just decades.
Wow. He's the fucking, not Matt Stoney. Who's the guy that Edward Snowden? He's that fucking Edward Snowden of the rap Epstein. What did Edward Snowden do? He's like that. He's a whistleblower.
He's in the NSA. Yeah. And Cat Williams. A lot of his stand up and like his interview at the Club Shay, where he's talking about all this. So that I feel like. Cat Williams, has there been another thing that was cited in that interview that like came true? Like, he's like the modern day Nostradamus in a way, but it's like closer to, you know, he doesn't see way into the future. He just sees like in like 6 month periods.
He's, I think, like, he said he called the Biden term. Thing. He called Kamala. He called Biden dropping out. He said after
Don't
the first
play
debate,
with fucking Cat Williams, dude. He's connected to something that is greater than. Than our consciousness, you know.
Wi-Fi.
You think so?
I think so. Well, should I say why we're talking about thievery today?
Or yeah, drop it. Let everybody know, please.
Well, last night my car was stolen. Just let that sink in.
Not the Prius, not the 2010 Prius. And so
they got the damn Prius, dude.
That's a hell no for me.
I guess good news, it was recovered earlier today. So yeah, I just got to go pick it up from the towing facility, but I got to pay money to the tow people.
Really?
Oh, they get you on every fucking corner.
They
nickel
and dime you.
Jesus Christ, man.
Are you going to leave the Chingy CD in the fucking CD player? steal a car with a mix CD in your pocket so you can fucking go crazy?
Are you going to pay with pennies? You got to do that.
I
forgot that existed, dude. Yes. Do hay pennies still exist as a currency? Like, is that legal?
What the fuck is that?
It's like, I think, a half a penny. Or,
a hay penny?
Yeah.
You could go to another country.
Jenny. Yeah.
What was that, Eric?
Like, hey, mama, hey, Penny.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what I could be so allergic to. This is crazy.
Maybe you're sobering up and your body is like...
I'm not so... I definitely not sobering up. I'm so back on beer. That shit...
What kind of beer did you drink today, Eric?
Oh, I told you. Sapporo.
My bad. Modelo. I just am so good at forgetting stuff. That's pretty cool.
I don't want to bypass the stolen car, though. That's the main thing of this episode. What? Walk us through the emotions. Walk us through what you're feeling. That's not...
Okay,
we don't talk
so
about that
for... Enough. Okay. Yeah, you're right. We as men need to talk about this more. Thank you. So this morning I was... Oh, this is funny. So this morning my girlfriend discovered that the car was missing, and it was kind of a fearful moment. What the hell happened? You know, yeah. Like there's a lot of confusion. And then we kind of were just settled on, okay, it's been stolen, and like, what are the next steps? So I'm like, you know, probably like 15 minutes into my waking state, and this is like probably 7:30 in the morning, and I'm just out of it, and I call. So, you know, you first have to, you know, get the insurance claim involved, and you have to file a police report. So I call the police, and they're asking me for a certain, to, you know, spell out something and make sure the letters are right. You know, when you say like, okay, yeah. It's like B as in boy. And mm-hmm. I was on the phone and I said L as in lick and G as in good. And I was like, I can't believe like Jane was in the other room, and it kind of broke the tension of the moment and was just like a very ridiculous moment.
It was what you call a humorous moment.
It was a humorous moment, and wow, what power we have as humorists and comedians. And this was an unintentional one as well. One of the most beautiful moments you could possibly imagine.
Sometimes when you're in the darkest place, that's when light has the most power.
Mm. Yep. Wow. Unless
say that
you're
again, Jack.
Sometimes
say
when
it.
You're in the darkest
say it
place,
again.
Sometimes the oh fuck.
Sometimes yeah. Well, I got it. Sometimes when you're in the darkest place, that's when light matters the most. Something
well, it has the most power. That's what
it
I
was
meant.
Literally
power.
Said 3 seconds ago. How do we not
I have some other breaking news. I drove 7 hours. I'm hungover. I probably had, I'm not kidding, potentially up to 9 drinks last night.
Damn. Walk us through every drink. How many Miller
High
Lifes?
So right now I'm doing a podcast with Jack. You're hungover as fuck. Eric, you're fucking faded as shit right now.
Nate, you're sick.
I'm sick. Oh, yeah, I'm sick as well. So
I parked the car on the street. Got pretty lucky actually there. 7 hours, pissed off as all hell at this damn traffic, straight into the pod, and yet look at how gleeful I am.
Right, see, I'm astounded, honestly.
Right. What, you took Joe's car?
Yeah, Dr. Joe Friedman.
What'd you listen
why
to
are you
on
so
the way down?
Many things, many amazing things. I did the AI guy, the AI DJ on Spotify. That was pretty fun.
Hey, Eric.
Oh,
it's DJ,
dude.
It's X.
Hello. Fucking, do you know this new AI tool that's like LMN Google or something like that? Have you heard of this?
No, sir.
It's like, I don't know, one of an offshoot of Google's AI developments. I don't even know what the fuck it is. But anyways, you can like upload like five. Apparently, this is what I saw. You like upload like five chapters of like a book. And then it can like either write the whole thing or like summarize it, give you like bullet points. It's like that kind of thing. So I was just experimenting, and I dropped in the PDF to this script that I'm working on. And it made an entire like 15-minute podcast with two people talking in depth about the script. And it was like I'm not kidding you. I was like shocked. Like the AI voices are so good. The back and forth is like, and they totally like got every part of it. Maybe like better than I did. Like I was like, this is crazy.
So what you're saying is our, because I see the impulse to be afraid of that as creators. But what I would say is as vessels and vehicles for creativity to re-enter the universe through us, we have simply grasped another tool to make that, to expedite that process. Agreeing?
Right.
Agreeing.
Right. I think just listening to you say how you're saying that and listening to how I talk during this, this podcast will be so easy to replicate because sentences don't have to string together fully. Words don't have to be fully normalized English.
But isn't that where the difficulty will come in for the algorithm?
I agree with Jack. Wow. I agree with Jack.
Are you saying we'll be one of the last podcasts, dude?
Well, try drawing a square versus drawing a square with many ridges on it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
No, I think we're going to be, I've said this before, we're going to be the last three people with jobs in the world because they can't possibly like do what we do. Everyone will be living in the utopia and they'll be needing joy tactics, yet these robots, these humanoids, these AI, these super conscious creatures that we've created can't possibly replicate it. So we're going to be the only people that have jobs in the future. We're going to be the last three people.
Right.
Is that but a that's good
only, this is only part of our income. The other part of it's going to be kind of polishing off the robots, ding-a-lings, and the whole robot clubs making robot fucking juices and
elixirs.
The robot glory hole.
That's not funny.
It's not funny. I mean, it's hilarious, is what it is. It's so new. It's so groundbreaking to be thinking about that.
Why do they call it the glory hole? Never mind. So, with regards to theft, are we, Nate, is it okay if we explore this topic?
It's, I think so, legally. I don't think I have any pressures or obligations to.
Just emotionally, well,
you can not discuss it.
There's so many things you can steal. You could steal hearts. Car. You could steal hearts, right? You could steal someone else's heart if you charm them enough. You could steal a look from a friend in a conversation where you guys are the only ones on the same page and you're kind of laughing at something else, someone else is saying. Steal a look and have a little close moment. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can steal valor.
What we're saying is that valor, one word that, can have many definitions.
Right.
That's what we
you
mean.
You can steal a base in baseball.
You can steal
Shohei Ohtani
a
style.
Cookie, which is just another example of regular stealing.
From
you
the
could
cookie
steal
jar.
Bubble gum. You could steal. I had my car broken into. Remember that? That was in Virginia, and I never told you guys because I didn't want you to be afraid for my life. But yeah. I was at a park one time.
Really?
I was probably 12 hours into the 48-hour film festival of Baltimore. And we were filming in a creek at a park. And yes,
for a music video? Or was this...
Huh?
Was this like a long time ago? Or
yeah, this was many, many, many years ago. I think I was in school in North Carolina at the time, perhaps. And dude, somebody broke into the car. And I thought, oh no, they took something that I had... That was a very valuable possession of mine. It was a shirt from the movie Your Highness that David Gordon Green came to school in North Carolina to show it to us and talk about how depressed he was, how he didn't want to make comedies anymore, and how he's kind of been financially trapped into working with these fuckers. But guess what? They didn't take that shirt.
Mm-hmm. Good. What'd they take?
Wow.
I think they took some shoes and an empty camera bag. And
wow.
That's it.
Do you know David Gordon Green just came out with a... He was at TIFF this year with a new like Ben Stiller movie.
What's that about?
Oh, yeah, right.
Drum Circles?
I think it's like kind of like a... I don't know if it's a comedy, but... I think it did really well there. Like, people liked it a lot. I'm excited to see it.
Shout out TIFF. Shout out just every movie that's getting snatched up right now for distribution rights. Like,
yeah, shout out to IP, by the way, and shout out to licensing and things that are in perpetuity. Of course, I have to respect those. If something's in perpetuity,
perpetuity. Yeah, I couldn't think of perpetual.
Perpetual motion question. Device. Yes.
Oh.
Here's my question. In this new digital media landscape.
Right. Open your eyes.
I can't. I'm falling asleep.
You're too scared. You're too afraid to face it head on.
In this new digital media landscape, do we even need the distributors? Do we even need these gatekeepers? Are we our own distribution surrogate?
Yes.
Masses. We have the audience right now. Dude,
I know we have over
we're getting 1,000+ views on every fucking
right
episode, it's too hard, dude. But we can't do this without the distributors. What we do with this podcast, if you don't know, is we send this to HBO. They then put it back, they post it on Patreon and YouTube, right. And RSS,
right.
It's not that simple. We need them.
If we got I'm the so chance sorry to make a smartless style, you know, got an actual TV show, the Joy Tactics show. It's not like a narrative show. It's like has to be about the podcast. What the fuck would we do?
Dude, imagine a podcast called Dumbless.
Enough.
Respect to them. Respect.
Respect to Smartless.
You know what I'm remembering? Remember? Oh, this will give you joy. Remember that YouTube video? What's it called? It's that like a comedy show where they've got like a barn on stage, and the guy, there's like a couple of audience participators on stage, and they have to get bonked on the head with like a pool noodle, and the performers on stage can't stop laughing, but the audience is like, what the fuck is going on? Why is these guys on stage laughing so much? And then they put the mic in front of that one guy's mouth, and he's laughing, and he's going like this, oh, oh, and then the whole audience starts laughing, and that's just pure. That's pure.
Well, but do you know that YouTube video where the guy, it's a news blooper, and they're at some type of animal conference? I've been to many of these. Mm-hmm. And they're interviewing a farmer, and there's all these geese or chickens or something in the background. Different chickens. Mm-hmm. And the guy starts laughing at something, and he starts doing like a donkey inhale laugh, and it gets all the fucking geese or chickens to start cooing. And then that makes them laugh harder.
That's beautiful.
So
that's funny too.
If you have a fucking weird laugh and you're embarrassed about it, just know if you're at a comedy show and you're a little self-conscious, you're like, man, my laugh is crazy.
Yeah.
That's a gift, I would say.
Oh, I like a freaky laugh, especially on a Chica and Chico as well on Boys and Girls.
Now, if you're at a funeral and you have a weird cry, that's something to work on.
Oh.
Right.
Well, you remember when they threw dirt on my grandma and then the guy in the back row went, oh! on her casket. It kind of made such a loud thud. He went, oh, God.
He was disturbed by how loud it was.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they buried her extra deep. By the way, we bury people 6 feet deep. My fucking head's gonna be sticking up.
Oh, right.
That's the problem.
You want to be leaned up against the...
Because that's... Hello. Can we start burying people with spatial efficiency by now? Jesus.
Right.
How is it taking me... We don't build skyscrapers side to side?
Well, I've said this many times, but especially in New York City, where there's a squeeze on space, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a very populous city. Then why are there fucking acres and acres of cemeteries from people that died in 1850? Bulldoze it. That's enough.
There should be a law that's like a grave has like 100-year period. And then after that, it can be built into Targets and, you know, Dave and Buster's.
Right.
I got a good idea.
Alamo, I want it to be one giant Alamo draft house. Every grave. Yeah, a giant 48 cinema. Alamo
I want to get Wahlburger up in there.
Wahlburger, a Bally's casino.
Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Here's how easy it is. A grave is for people to visit. So if people aren't visiting a grave, you should have to go and like refill it like a fucking parking spot.
Right.
And if you're not filling it for one generation, a whole generation doesn't touch it. Maybe the cousins will show up. No, nobody shows up. Okay. At this point,
this
is basically a stone of rock.
I got a question. After you're buried, right? This is what happens when you pass away if you choose to be not cremated. You get buried.
Or
how
frozen.
How long does it take? Right. Or frozen.
Like as my brother demands the rest of our family.
He wants everybody to be cryogenically.
My brother's working on convincing us to be cryogenically frozen.
Well, real quick, but Eric, you can get back to this, but you know the conspiracy about Walt Disney being frozen?
What about it?
You know how his head was frozen?
Yeah.
Apparently. I don't know if this is true. But that's the reason why they created the movie Frozen. So that when you Google Disney Frozen, what comes up?
No, bruh. This is a high thought. This is...
I'm sober right now. I'm sober. Dude, I'm going to drop the nicotine, bruh.
You know what, dude? You scare me when you're sober, dude. When you're thinking crystal clear, that's when you freak my ass out because your thoughts go to places I didn't know anyone could.
When the ocean of thought is crystal clear is when you can see the monsters that lurk beneath.
Oh my God, Jack. Jesus.
Damn.
Something about the 7-hour road trip, really? I think staring at the road for 7 hours straight and then going straight onto a microphone, it's kind of like my consciousness was just like factory reset. My phone was overheating and I just turned it off and now I'm like ready to
It's like mental retention, almost like semen retention, except mental retention. You get it?
That's what being stupid is so powerful, because in small
and
bursts
you're busting
you can...
mentally right now.
Mm-hmm. Mental combustion.
Mental bustion.
I had an interesting idea.
Mental busting.
Can I bust mentally?
I can't remember. What were we talking about?
Well, wait, Eric, where were you going with frozen shit? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
I was talking about what? Frozen?
Frozen.
You're talking about freezing.
I know this. You guys know this about me. I know people who have died. All right. Not a lot of people can say that. I know people who have passed away.
Too many people.
Passed a certain way.
Passed in a certain way. Away. And you gotta wonder, what do their bodies look like now? It's like, if you got the formaldehyde up in you, you did an open casket, what does your body look like 5 years on? You know what I mean? Could we still recognize our loved ones who passed? Or would they just be skeletons? Or would they be sort of Indiana Jones-style crypt corpses where their faces are all brown and sunken in?
Yeah.
And skin like paper.
Well, it depends how well you know your relatives' bones, if you could.
Right. Well, I know.
Oh, there's bone. I remember they got that surgery, that they got that rod in there. That's them.
So I just look up like 5-year-old corpse?
Yeah, just Google that. Maybe go to a dark internet. What do they call that?
Dark web.
Right. Dark internet.
Oh.
No, I think that corpses rot very quickly. I think it's quicker than you think.
What makes you know that, Nate? What makes you so sure that, man?
No reason at all. No reason at all. Let's move
By the way, can we finish this podcast early?
Hey, the topic of thievery.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, yo. Oh, well, I just looked up embalmed body of a man. This guy was embalmed, so they say, but he looks fucked up.
Embalms world. Ooh.
You know what I love?
Yeah.
What? I love, you know the mummified Inca child?
Yeah.
No, you
guys know this? I actually don't.
You don't know the mummified? No, I'm sharing it right now, and don't be afraid to look. I'm sharing it in the chat right now. Look at this child.
Oh,
this child was mummified hundreds of years ago, sacrificed. Somehow it was she was mummified.
Let me see.
Wow.
Describe it to me. Is it like a? It looks brand new, or like what? It looks bad.
Well, she, you know, looks mummified pretty much, but she's just chilling, legs crossed. She's wearing clothes.
Sure, her hair looks good.
Yeah,
she looks like she could be
entombed in a small chamber. Oh shit, they fucked some of these kids up.
I've seen this person in Toronto.
Right.
That's the fashion there.
Wait, what? How do you guys want to, like, what is your process you want to happen for your death? Like, do you want to be cremated? Do you want to, what do you guys want for your...
Sky burial in Fort Greene Park.
What is a sky burial?
Do you know what this is, a sky burial? You basically... No. Leave your body out for the birds to pick apart.
Oh.
And that's legal to do?
No, it's illegal, actually. Sky burials.
The Times Square sky burial. That's how I want to go.
The Salesforce building sky burial.
I want to be medium rare.
A sky burial is a funeral practice in which a human corpse is placed on a mountaintop to decompose while exposed to the elements. Or to be eaten by scavenging animals, especially carrion birds. And we all know what a carrion bird is, like vultures or corvid. What the hell is a corvid?
That's a car. Mm. Here's what we ought to do with some of these bodies while we are at it. Why don't we give them a little live streaming GoPro, put them in an astronaut suit, and launch these bastards out there.
And see if a civilization don't catch them and bring them back to life, half alien, half human, and have that corpse return to Earth and become king or queen and let them rule us to a new...
That's a great idea.
...style of civilization.
See what I'm saying? See what Eric's saying?
And then that could block out the sun to reduce the warming.
UV rays, right.
Right? It's just a body's like kind of
dude.
In the atmosphere.
Nate, comedy special. Damn. There's a glory hole in the ozone. Okay, so it's satirical, of course, right? But there is a large, large political message which goes right beneath the satire, which is going to take what Al Gore tried to do with the invention of lying, whatever it's called, inconvenient truth, rather, and it's going to commercialize it in a way where the message will be received. That's where Al Gore messed up. Mm-hmm. Didn't make it relatable.
About it.
Can you imagine seeing a video of if Al Gore had done one of those videos where they clap the booty cheeks without you put your hands in the air to show that you're not clapping and you just smack them things together? Imagine if Al Gore was doing that.
You think know Al Gore was at them freak offs.
There's no question.
For sure.
Al Gore, he's doing the bar. He's running the bar. Pouring drinks. Nah, that's nothing.
I'm not gonna laugh at
Diddy.
That.
But oh, here's a message for Diddy. Your time has come, man. We've been us and Cat Williams have been preying on your downfall for many years. And we orchestrated much of this. So to everyone that was at those parties, we know. We just fucking know. And it's not cool. That's not funny. And it's game over right now. All right.
Unless you're innocent and then
unless you're innocent
are bad. But yeah, that's not likely. It seems.
You know what we need to be hosting in the future is respectful sort of celebrity parties where you think, you know, I feel like these parties are now getting a bad rap where everyone's wearing all white or something like that and there's these back rooms. We need to have the like, there's nothing, you know, bad happening. Maybe we have like cameras everywhere, but in the sense that it's like everyone can see them, so it's like you can see in every room, so you know like nothing crazy is going down, but then we delete the tapes afterwards or something
like that. If I go to one of these parties, I'm doing open carry, full AR-15 get scoped up. If I see you doing something wrong, I'm doing my justice right there and then.
Then you're at like everybody the, better you're be at like the comedy bang bang like yeah. Christmas party or
with an AR-15 and a Bluetooth speaker attached to my bulletproof vest.
Imagine, because you know, remember that episode of Punk'd? The episode of Punk'd where they kidnapped Brad Pitt? No, that's not right. It was Jack. That was Jackass or something. Steve-O kidnapped Brad Pitt. Basically, what I'm saying is,
I don't remember this.
Basically, if they brought Punk'd back right now, and they did like a fake kidnapping right in front of you, and you just take a fucking pistol out and just execute fucking Dax Shepard on the spot.
I feel like legally they can't touch you. They couldn't touch you.
It's a free body. If you notice that you're on Boiling Points or one of those reality shows and you kind of clock it, you see one of the production designers walking around.
Boiling Points.
Yeah, or Scare Tactics.
Yeah.
Good luck scaring my ass.
You know they're
get scared.
Back,
I get even.
They're bringing back Scare Tactics.
I know, bro.
That's never been made.
I know. It's yeah, I know.
Holy shit. They better fucking honor fucking original and don't fucking shy out, dude. The original, I probably said this again, they had actually, no, I'm not gonna say this, but they're it's crazy.
What?
Because I'm really realizing one of the stunts you just like definitely could not do today that I was gonna describe.
What was it, man?
I'm not gonna
don't cancel that, man.
Go watch and on YouTube, and you could probably guess which one it is.
Have we discussed?
Oh, you're talking
this?
About the one with the guy, that one guy running around.
Yeah. I would love. Would you guys prank me if given the chance?
Do you want us?
Yeah,
to?
I would.
Would you be? Well, this is what I want to say. Let me reframe it. Would you betray me?
Oh wow!
Because that's what you just said. You would do both of you
in the name
now.
Of humor.
Pranking is not betraying. Pranking is a sign of. Symbol of love.
Retrain.
Care about someone to make them laugh.
Right. That's not how I see it.
All right. The line in the sand has been drawn. I see what's up.
Just
which one of us do you think would react best to getting pranked extremely violently?
Joy Tactics.
Yo, let me do a quick shout out to the Thieves Guild from Oblivion, Skyrim, Elder Scrolls games.
Okay.
The Gray Fox or whatever. That was the most funnest guild to be a part of, stealing all that shit. I don't regret 1 minute I spent in the Thieves Guild. And I wish that shit was real in real life. I wish there was a real Thieves Guild. Can you imagine being boys with your boys, Ocean's 11 style, and just stealing from a casino, all crazy style? How fun that would be. You know? We'll just never get
or
to
you remember
feel that
this
emotion.
When people would just... Like a heist, you know what I'm saying? Like a jewel,
yeah.
The queen's jewel.
Oh, shit.
That sounds fun.
I love a heist.
The queen's delicious jewel.
I did some pranking that I regret in my lifetime. Probably a lot. I would say too much. I've done too many pranks in my life, pre-YouTube pranking. And we had kind of a heist. And, oh, Eric's frozen. That's okay. We had kind of a heist on my last night of school in North Carolina where we took all the benches and we kind of put them all over people's houses and stuff. Put benches that were in public and put them on people's houses and stuff. And it was fun, kind of. We were all looking around, scouting, sitting on corners with phones, telling, okay, go, you're clear, go get that bench. Eric just got kicked off the Zoom. But that was fun.
This feels so good
because
I'm always the person who has internet connectivity issues. And, you know, it feels good that this is, like, not just me, you know.
You passed it on to me. You passed the curse along.
Oh, God, you're back. Jesus Christ.
You infected my Wi-Fi somehow. I know you did something.
Viruses
spread. By the way, my
spread.
Shit still hasn't been fixed.
By the
Ronald
way, what,
Spectrum.
Maligna?
Ronald Spectrum. I'm still texting him, man. No updates.
Hell no.
Yep.
Let's just
but
talk
Jack,
about.
You're, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you were talking about your epic bench redistribution prank.
We had replaced these benches into interesting locations, but that was a bit fun to be on the to be doing that. But it's interesting how you can feel bad about that stuff later, because you think, "Oh, Ocean's 11, that is so cool that they did that," but when you think about the actual working people who are being inconvenienced by these behaviors, you know, you start to think twice about George Clooney and his gang of inconveniencing fools. An inconvenient fool, that's what they should call that movie. That's what they should call Criminals.
Inconvenient fool. By the way, if the Oceans guys were not all fucking sexy as hell, we'd hate them. If they were all fugly, we would say, stop doing that shit and give the money back to Terry, what's his name, from the Bellagio Casino.
Terry Crews.
You know, they got lucky because they're fucking fine as hell.
That's how it always goes in life. It's fucking so annoying. It is so annoying.
I know. Hot people privilege.
And literally, I know getting road rage.
We've been running on that shit for a while.
Trust me.
Pretty
privileged. Oh, yeah. I got the getaway free card. Yeah. Being road rage and getting out of the car. Someone gets mad at me. I step out, whip my fucking hair around. Hit him with the blue steel. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Good luck being mad at me. Good luck.
Well, have you guys ever stolen? What is some things that you guys have stolen in your life? Goods.
I've stolen a lot from Whole Foods.
Yeah, I think I'm like pro stealing, actually. I mean, it's not like weird, but I think it's like, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who cares? I feel like I could convince a jury to like be on my side with literally any sort of theft. Like, you just get me on the stand, and I'd be like, it's me against who? Fucking Best Buy? You guys are going to defend Best Buy right now? Instead of me, you're going to put me in jail for life?
I know, you're asking me stealing arson attempts. Grandmas and grandpas, no problem.
Well, who are the grandpas?
Same name,
are they horrible grandfathers?
Well, they're former Nazis.
That's when you are forgiving Nate.
Stealing from a Nazi?
Well, you guys know me. I've got the lower back tattoo. Property is theft. Okay? Right next to my DSA profile. Okay? So.
On your tattooed on you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So, you know my take on
this.
That's
awesome.
I'm basically a leftist. Basically take one look at me and go, nah, that's even too far left for me. I'm out.
We're so far left that we're starting to go 360 back to
right. Far right.
That's how left.
We are. Wow. I'm literally
just barely
omnidirectionally political. Okay, it's the Omni Party. My views are going in all directions.
I was like, where are we at the political climate right now? Let's get a temperature read right now, because I think people want to know. People come to us for political news and political updates. I kind of feel like. Donald Trump, like for the last few months, you know, post assassination attempt, like the couple week after, I was like, oh shit, of course Donald Trump's gonna fucking win, there's no joke. And then Kamala got
another guy did it,
and I was like, all right, yeah, another, well, the first one. And then I was like, all right, this feels like, I feel like she's gonna win this one. And now I'm like, I don't know, I feel like Donald Trump might win. What do you guys think? Tap in now. Eric, you have 20 seconds.
I think it's Kamala.
You think so?
Yeah, I just do. I think it is.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to be... When is the election? November 1st?
Am I frozen?
Somewhere around there, yeah. Did you see was on Oprah, though, and she was like, if someone breaks in my house, they're getting shot. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I believe that. You know that's legal. You can do that.
Right. I know.
My dad told me that.
I'm fucking waiting for it.
Ben, I was going to say stop the murder, please.
Stop murder now, please. What are you looking at, Jack?
I'm very nervous.
About what?
Well, you realize that we have a maybe one seeing eye oracle in existence anymore. His name is Nate Silver. Okay. And I'm looking at what he's saying, and it's making me want to start packing my bags. He says,
"No, oh hell,
people should be making their contingency plans like right away." Okay. He is saying, he is speaking upon the probability of Trump returning, and
oh hell nah.
See, I think there's some. I really like. You know, I've never not predicted a presidential candidate. I've always been right since Bill Clinton in 1994 or whatever.
Oh shit!
I've had a streak since I was born. You know that, right? Every single one.
Yeah.
So I'm 100% hit ratio, and my gut. I'm just following my gut with right now with the temperature, because I'm all across the country. I'm talking to people, I'm talking to real Americans and their views, and it's pointing me in Donald Trump. Barely though, barely. It's gonna be a fight. Okay, I'm not telling you it's gonna be easy, but I think he might win.
Fuck.
So get out there, man.
And might add, unfortunately,
if you got your $27, $2,700, you know. Start using that thing. I'm not going to say on who, but...
$27 for what?
Right?
For what? Is
for what? What are you saying?
Is this like another, like, up, doc, what's up, doc shit? Is this
about what's up, to be smack are you like, this? What's up, doc?
Am I having a stroke? What about that?
What do you mean? What's the $27 thing?
What's the Act Blue donation number? Don't worry about it.
I don't have that memorized. I don't know about that, but I trust what you're saying.
No, I fear this might be one of my moments where I'm speaking incorrectly. This will go in the highlight reel.
That's never happened before.
I'm tired of speaking publicly.
I know we can't. I'm literally starting to clam up because I feel like I'm saying too much about my own life. Like sometimes I get to the end of the podcast and I'm like, I'm letting people in too much. You know what I mean?
They want like, that. Eric.
Once in a while, I zoom out and I'm like, damn, I'm fucking laying this shit bare for the whole world to see.
Y'all want
to
see some pants I bought? To the
point now.
Yeah. Talking about favorite types of pizza.
Oh, you disappeared. The rose pants. That's sick. Okay. Where'd you get those?
I got those at Savers today on the road trip.
Savers.
So that's just an interesting piece of clothing that I saw.
But I need some new ass clothes right now.
We need to go shopping, dude.
How about in Drive. Milan? How about in Milan when we go there?
Is that where Milanos are from?
Yeah, that's where they invented them.
I'd like to try those one day.
Damn, I remember my mom used to have her friends over for a book club, and they'd always have them damn-ass Milanos, and I'd have a little few too many and get my mom all mad at me. Sorry.
My mom used to make us sugar cookies for breakfast before school. Is that normal?
That's just delicious. Put a little,
and then we would
like
say we were...
I like snickerdoodle.
Those are delicious
when's
as well.
When's the last time you had a snickerdoodle?
A homemade snickerdoodle?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
A snickerdoodle in the Land Before Time? Before laying it down with your girl.
From one of them ladies at church that's got like the fucking vet tech haircut. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They really put it down with the snickerdoodles.
Oh, yeah.
I like food.
I like food, too. So. Wait. Okay, so shout out all thieves. If you're thieving for a good reason like Robin Hood, we're rocking with you. If you're an evil thief... like Martin Shkreli the bastard, who we all literally, I'm gonna take out Martin Shkreli. Then we don't respect you. We just don't. So just
he whoop your ass.
What's that, Martin Shkreli? I go to take out Martin Shkreli. He stops me with one. He does a one you, punch kill. But I think we should move on to Joy. I mean, let's fucking do it. To be honest,
all right,
let's just do it.
I can rip this thing because I have an answer. With regards to what gave me joy in this episode, it's going to be the song Area Codes by Ludacris.
I've got hoes. Hose. In different area codes. Area cones.
Thank you, Nate.
Oh.
But specifically.
It's not ringing a bell.
Specifically.
You don't know that song? Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
I've got hose. Nah. Are you serious, Eric?
I don't think you guys are singing it right.
503-602-709.
Well, this is exactly what I was going to say is what specifically part of the song. The whole song gives me immense joy, frankly. Because he's saying, you know, every day is a holiday. Stop the violence. Put away, put the four. Yeah, this is so inappropriate, ludicrous. Put the 4-4 away. Skeet shoot a hoe today. See this?
Oh, all right. Hell nah.
That's not the part that gave me joy. That's not the part that gave me joy. But you know what did give me joy?
No, no.
All right, so the outro, though, this is what gave me joy, okay? It goes like this. This is the lyrics. Ha ha ha. 216-702-4143-1721-4s and the 281s-334-205s. I see y'all. 318-601-2080-440-2301-904-407-850-708-502. Now that's a verse.
That's a verse.
That's a verse. If you can say that many digits in one.
That's a historical moment in hip hop.
Mm-hmm. When Ludacris stopped doing
it's akin to you saying like just explain yourself in numbers, you know, comment with your feedback in numerical format, you know.
Ludacris has already done it
with numbers.
He really is Ludacris.
He's out of his mind. Remember when he drank that glacier water?
I remember that.
Oh,
I would love to have a cherry stem tie-in race with Ludacris with my tongue.
Here's what gave me joy this week. This song, I've been listening to it a lot.
Musical week. Ooh, I like this.
They just don't make them like this anymore. You know
what
I mean?
Well, they can't because of the death.
Because that guy died. Damn. Imagine stealing some shit to that.
Oh. Wow.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Breathe. I like that shit.
What is that? Is that in a movie, that song? That feels like a
opening.
It
feels Jason Bourne
ending.
It feels
a lot of movies.
Very Jason Bourne. A lot of things feel Jason Bourne to me.
Rat Race.
All right, so Breathe by The Prodigy gave me joy. Nate, what about you, dude?
I'll say, just to bring it back to thievery, you know, there was a moment in which I thought that I would have to get a new car today, and I was kind of looking up all these different vehicles, and I was just entranced in the thought of getting that new whip, and I was like looking up some fucking Volvos, you know.
Oh shit! Where were you looking for the cars?
I was looking all over the fucking place on Craigslist, Car Gurus, Cars.com.
Ooh, Car
Guru. Auto Trader. I was on fucking Carvana. I was on every fucking app, dude. CarMax. I was just checking out the market. And you know what? I found a car that runs on hydrogen.
You're talking about the Toyota Mirai.
Runs on hydrogen?
How do you even
like a fish?
When did I miss this? That cars are running on hydrogen.
Well, they're not. That's
and
why they're
you
so
fill
cheap.
That
is
fucking shit up.
It's because it's so unpopular. It's those are the newest, cheapest cars because they tried something and it didn't really pop off.
So that's why I was seeing them because they were everywhere. I was like, what the?
Can a car run on everything?
Shout out to Toyota.
We could try. We could try it. If you try to unlock unlimited energy, though, you're going to unlock your head from your body. You know what I'm saying? Because they will come for your ass and kill you. The aliens have been trying to give it to us for years, and that's why they're hiding UFOs. They've hidden the ultimate gift of free energy. Just know that your government's hiding that from you so that they can party on yachts, get fucked up, and have sex with each other all the time. All right? That's what they're up to. That's what your government's doing.
You can't steal something from somebody that has nothing left. That's all I have to say to the government, okay?
So and go that's ahead. All three of us. That's basically, and that's been us for years.
Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like, Eric, you've studied the, you know that Da Vinci drawing where it's like
the Fibonacci's royal sequence?
The Fibonacci's royal sequence?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, the royal sequence.
Called?
It's called the Fibonacci sequence.
No, that's the movie adaptation.
the guy that's like the naked dude that Da Vinci drew.
I actually don't know what the Fibonacci.
You know,
I know that guy.
That's not the Fibonacci sequence.
I every night my dreams are just a picture of that, and there's no movement in the dreams. It's just I'm studying that fucking picture all night in my dreams since I was
having
eight.
No movement in a dream is really funny. Dreaming in
just a picture, screensaver of that. Yeah.
Are we gonna study at some ancient? We need to go to some ancient ruins in Europe,
dude. I think we should do the podcast from the forum. From one of the ruins.
We have to.
That's smart.
We need to be studying tablets and ancient structures while we're in Europe.
And multiplication.
And we should work out.
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting back on that workout thing very soon. Beware. Okay, guys. I love you. I've never said this on the show, but I love you guys. I'm happy to be doing this thing, keeping it going.
Big of you to say that.
Nate and I have a show next Sunday at Permanent Records.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Called Spiritualizations. Mel Welch, Kate O'Connor, Chris Fleming, Eric Rail, Nate Verone.
It's
going to be crazy as fuck.
Spoiler alert, if you live in New York and you thought the light had died, just know that there's a spark bubbling at Union Hall on October 17th, I believe. New
shiznit.
Theoretical monthly show with Jack Bensinger. Which is to be titled. So what's funny is.
So and guess what?
You heard it here first.
Spiritualizations. No one else is doing it like this. Monthly shows with different stand-ups on them. No one's doing it like that anymore, except for us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's it. Peace out. Cheers.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.